Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Personal Finance for Teens: Avoid Financial Pitfalls and Unlock Secrets to Make Money, Build Savings. And Invest in Your Future by Jane Kwan is a nonfiction personal finance guide written for teenage readers who want practical money knowledge early in life. Grounded in the author's background as a chartered professional accountant, the book focuses on core financial habits that can help young people make better decisions before adulthood creates more expensive mistakes. It covers the basics of earning, saving, budgeting, and investing, while also explaining why starting early matters and how teens can think realistically about education costs and future planning. Rather than treating finance as an abstract adult subject, the book frames it as a set of learnable skills that can be applied immediately. Its purpose is educational and preventative to help teens build confidence around money, avoid common pitfalls, and understand the long-term value of disciplined financial choices. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building financial literacy before adulthood creates a stronger starting point. The central idea of the book is that teens do not need to wait until they are older to learn how money works. Instead of presenting finance as a subject reserved for working adults, the book treats financial literacy as an early life skill set that can shape future outcomes. This matters because many costly habits begin when people first start earning or spending independently without understanding interest, savings discipline, or long-term planning. By explaining money management in accessible terms, the book gives teens a framework for making informed choices rather than relying on guesswork or peer influence. The value of this approach is practical. A teenager who understands basic financial principles is better prepared to handle part-time income, avoid impulsive spending, and recognize the difference between short-term wants and long-term goals. The book's emphasis on early education also reflects a preventative mindset, showing that financial mistakes are easier to avoid than to repair later. Secondly, saving is presented as a habit, not just a leftover after spending. A major theme in the book is the importance of saving money consistently and intentionally. Rather than assuming savings will happen naturally, it teaches readers to treat saving as a structured habit that needs planning and discipline. For teens, this is especially important because income is often limited and spending opportunities can feel immediate. The book's saving advice appears aimed at helping readers understand that even small amounts matter when kept regularly and protected from unnecessary use. This approach is useful because it shifts attention away from the idea that saving requires a large salary. Instead, it shows that the habit itself is what builds stability over time. The book also connects saving with financial freedom, making clear that savings are not only for emergencies, but also for future choices and flexibility. By stressing easy, realistic saving methods, it encourages teens to see savings as the foundation for later goals, such as education, investing, or handling unexpected expenses. Thirdly, budgeting turns income and spending into something a teen can control. Budgeting is another practical pillar of the book, and it serves as the bridge between earning money and using it wisely. For teens, budgeting can be especially valuable because their finances may be uneven, small, or tied to allowances, part-time work, or gifts. The book's emphasis on budgeting helps readers see that a plan is necessary even when the amount of money is not large. A budget gives structure to spending choices, making it easier to allocate money towards saving, daily expenses, and future goals without losing track of where funds go. The deeper value of budgeting in this context is control. It reduces the chance of drifting into wasteful habits and helps teens understand the trade-offs behind each purchase. Budgeting also supports independence, since a young person who learns to manage money deliberately is less likely to depend on others for basic financial decisions. In that sense, budgeting is not only an accounting tool, but also a discipline that builds judgment. Fourthly, investing early is framed as a key advantage, not an advanced topic. The book places strong emphasis on investing at a young age, challenging the common assumption that investing is something to worry about only after earning a full-time income. This is one of its most distinctive features for teen readers, because it introduces investment thinking before financial habits become fixed. The book suggests that starting early matters because time can work in favor of an investor, even when the initial amounts are small. That idea is important for teens to understand because it turns investing from a distant concept into a realistic future tool. The book also appears to encourage readers to explore different investment avenues in a way that matches their circumstances, rather than treating investing as one size fits all. This is useful because it teaches caution as well as opportunity. Teens learn that investing should be informed, not impulsive. By normalizing early investment awareness, the book helps young readers see wealth building as a process rooted in patience, learning, and consistency, rather than speculation. Lastly, education and career planning are tied to financial decision-making. Another important dimension of the book is its attention to post-secondary education and how its cost should be evaluated in relation to personal goals and circumstances. Rather than assuming that more education is automatically the best path, the book encourages readers to think carefully about whether a post-secondary option is worthwhile for them and how it can be funded if they choose it. This is a meaningful addition because education costs can shape financial life for years, and teens often make decisions without fully considering the trade-offs. By discussing ways to pay for education, the book connects personal finance to real-life planning instead of treating money as a separate subject. This makes the guidance more relevant, since education is one of the earliest major financial choices many young people face. The book's broader message is that financial literacy should inform life planning, not just spending and saving. That connection gives the material practical depth and makes it more than a simple introductory money guide. In conclusion, Personal Finance for Teens is best suited for teenage readers, parents, educators, and mentors who want a clear, practical introduction to money management without unnecessary complexity. Its main benefit is that it translates core financial habits into an age-appropriate framework, helping readers understand saving, budgeting, investing, and education planning before financial mistakes become entrenched. The book is especially useful for teens with part-time earnings, allowance income, or early interest in investing, because it shows how even modest resources can be managed deliberately. Compared with many books in the personal finance category, this one stands out for its focused audience and its strong emphasis on early action. It does not just explain money concepts in general terms. It places them in the context of teenage decision-making, including the transition to adulthood and the question of how to fund future education. That makes it a practical starter guide for building confidence, financial awareness, and long-term discipline. If you would like to support Jane Kwan CPA CA, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.